Dear Aerovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 15th of September, and cloudy morning here in Auroville on 27 degrees Celsius, and we can expect times of clouds and sun, and cloudy this evening, then partly cloudy late over the night. Temperatures from low of 26 to high of 33, with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 96%. Tomorrow, September 16, it's another penumbral eclipse of the moon on 20 degrees Pisces in 20 minutes. Eclipses brings about great changes in many ways. It's like putting all the bingo balls in a strainer and turning them around over and over again. Things begin to get topsy-turvy and there's a little control. And the weekend is promising, starting with jazz concert on Saturday 17 at 7 p.m. and this morning from Adi Shakti, Kirtan and Ashika came to visit us in the studio with invitation to it.
Good morning Kirtana, good morning Ashika, and welcome back to the studio to you Ashika, and welcome to you.
Thank you.
You're coming from Adi Shakti, and as far as I know you have a concert coming up on Saturday, right?
That's right.
17th.
Yes.
And at 7, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So what you are preparing?
So it's called Three Musicians, we are doing a jazz and a neo-soul set. Mm-hmm. It's for 1 hour, and I'm going to be playing guitar and singing. And I have two faculty from the Swarnabhumi Academy of Music who are going to be joining me. One of them was my teacher, Karina, mm-hmm. and the other one was a colleague. And now he teaches there too. So we're just putting a set together because we can.
And they are Karina Collis.
Karina Collis and Raghuraman Ramasubramaniam. So Karina plays drums and Raghu plays bass.
Karina plays drums.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see this.
Yeah, well, she's really good.
Yeah, so. But so in which faculty, in which university do they teach?
There is a school of music on the ECR called Swarnabhumi Academy of Music. It's
south of Chennai, right?
Yeah, south of Chennai. Oh, it's one
somewhere near
Mahabalipuram. Just a little bit after Mahabalipuram. That's right. So it's it's one of Asia's best music schools, and they have the faculty who are, you know, are really good, as and they've come
I
from.
I've heard a lot about it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's supposed to be good, and there are also foreigners who are coming to teach.
That's right, yeah, that's right, yeah. So they're mostly from the New York jazz scene, and yeah, so.
Are you going to visit them?
it's good.
You three, you ever played before together?
Well, I played under Karina because she was my teacher, so we had ensembles. And Raghu and I have played together before, but the three of us together, we've never played before.
So that's the first time?
Yeah, this is the first time. Yes,
and
that's
if
right.
If it works out, you're going to...
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I can't say.
I don't think so.
It depends on whether they want to do it. You know,
no,
I can't say.
Jazz musicians, it's actually really typical that you are on the set with somebody, then you
shift. Yeah, that's right. That's
actually,
right.
Actually, I like the system that's like you were taking in account that maybe your time is coming for this kind of set and then the other set and another musician, and you acknowledge the
you acknowledge the specialty that each person brings through. Yeah, that's right.
And I think we can also expect improvisations, right?
Of course, yeah. Not from me. I mean, vocal improvisation from me, but then definitely from the other two. Yeah.
Karina will be on drums. You will be on vocal and guitar.
And Raghu will be on bass.
On bass.
Yes. So it's just a trio.
And you are the only one on vocal.
Yes, I'm the only one on vocal. Yeah.
Ashika,
mm-hmm.
How did you choose them?
Because
usually you have theater people, no?
No, we do have dance and music performances also. And Kirtana did perform at our festival last year and the year before that with other people.
I missed it.
Yeah, you missed it. I think we started coming to you after she performed. But yeah, so and Kirtana is a dear friend of ours, so she pretty much lives there now.
Yeah, I live there now.
So which is why we chose her, because we love her so much.
She decided she's gonna live.
I'll be here for some time.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's about it.
So that means that you finished the study and you're thinking what to do next or what?
I finished my studying about 3 years ago, and I've been teaching mostly. And right now, it's not like I don't do anything at Adi Shakti. I teach them music.
Yeah, she teaches us. She teaches so, us music.
I'm not just staying there for music. No reason.
Yeah, we're learning music
yeah,
from her.
Yeah.
So what do you learn?
Well, we learn how to read. We learn how to read music. I'm very, I'm very thrilled by that.
C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah.
More and than that, we've done Bach and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
We've sung Bach. So we're not going to sing that now. I mean, she could sing, but I'm not going to sing that. No.
So you also teaches them instruments?
No. Nobody wants to
but
put
she
in
did
the.
Teach, she did teach one or two other people.
Guitar. Aisha Kapoor guitar
yeah,
for a bit.
For a little bit. Yeah.
She just happened to be there.
But mostly vocals.
Well, yeah,
she teaches us vocals.
And that also comes to the part how to survive, right? For the musicians, especially for the jazz musicians, probably
it's,
the only option is to
it's
teach,
very
right?
difficult because I think jazz musicians abroad find it difficult to sustain. So in India, it's all the more difficult. But that's why I can teach. I mean, I have to teach, you know, so that I can get some income. And playing is always, I mean, it's a bonus. I can't expect too much. We still haven't got there yet.
And I have another question for you, since you are Indian,
mm-hmm.
and I know the tradition here is very strong. How did you end up in jazz?
I think there are two ways of looking at it. One is that you have your tradition, which is, you know, your Indian, whatever, and sometimes your soul calls for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is my soul's calling to appreciate jazz and to look into it, and that's what makes me most happy. More than our traditional
stuff.
You
also compose?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Cool.
So I write songs.
You also do fusion, because I remember a few concerts back, somebody said, you see the jazz and Indian ragas, they're just calling to blend somehow together because it's...
Yes, in a way you could say that, but then I don't think I like that kind of... It's not my thing.
It's a personal choice. No?
Yeah, it's a personal choice,
we
cannot discuss. Because it's
taste.
Neither this nor that, you know, and very few people do it really well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
true.
Yeah.
True. And you also brought the guitar, so...
I did. Yeah,
you
if you can...
A little bit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just if you can plug me
anyhow,
in.
Anyhow, thank you for today, and we'll see you on Saturday.
We'll
okay.
see you.
I'm coming. I'm looking forward. Like, oh, somebody's gonna make me happy. Thank
great.
You, Kirtan. Thank you, Ashika.
Thank you so much.
On Saturday 17 at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, the French Pavilion presents Toward Alternative Complementary Economy. Toward an alternative complementary economy for Orville and its surroundings. It's a conference in French by Yves Laborde. Within Zero Conversations, today we will hear Youthlink as usual space at Town Hall on second floor at our service, and Youthlink will be talking on Orville Youth, or they will be actually interacting with the listeners. On Monday, 19th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we invited to see Greenbelt Land Use Plan presentation and discussion by David Stein, who is a senior U.S. planner in India, Israel, and USA. And Residents Assembly Service and L'Avenir de Roville encourage us to attend to hear David Stein, who would be presenting the current Greenbelt Land Use Plan. The plan aims to work as a tool for cooperation in the bioregion towards the protection of the Greenbelt. On 24th of September, Solitude Farming is hosting the 5th Lively Up Your Earth Eco Music Festival. The festival, as already mentioned, is going to focus on workshops and kids' activities, music and food. There will be no market, but many opportunities to learn fun things and celebrate our collective creativity. At the end of the workshop, there will be a parade with giant butterfly, puppets, fire, music and a huge circle for our collective creative expression. So this Saturday, 17th of September at 4 p.m., there will be a meeting at Solitude for all those interested in helping with the parade and the creative circle. They need dancers, singers, artists, maybe a shaman or two. And from Monday 19, and on the day of the festival, they need volunteers who could help with the site preparations, decorations, face painting, make simple coconut shell lanterns for the parade, and generally to help with the kids' activities and running the event. The meeting this Saturday at 4 p.m. will focus on the parade and then look at the other parts of the festival. At Cinema Bar at Nigos Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen A Brace of Serpent, directed by Ciro Guerra. At Eco Film Club, we can see what the ancients knew, made in Japan in 2007 and produced by Edgework. And that one will be screened as usual at 7 p.m. At Visitor Center movie show tonight, we can see Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, made this year, 2016, action adventure, directed by Dave Green. Tomorrow, we will see Captain America Civil War, also made in 2016. Again, another action adventure, directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today at 8 p.m., we can see French drama My Golden Days, made in France in 2015 by director Arnaud de Plachin. On Saturday, international biography drama Born to be Blue, made in Canada, UK in 2015 by writer and director Robert Bordeaux. At Children's Film on Sundays, 18th of September at 4:30 p.m., PP on the Run, made in Sweden in 1970 by director Ole Hellborn. And later on at Cine Club, Jean-Jacques Arnaud Film Festival still going on. And this Sunday we will see biography romance The Lover, made in France, Vietnam, UK in 1992. And the mother said, "Whatever work you do, do it as perfectly as you can. That is the best service to the divine in man." Thank you for listening us. So you can contact us on Orville Radio.
So this is Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, which was it is a Charles Mingus song, and Joni Mitchell did a cover of it, so this is that cover.
When Charlie speaks of Lester, you know someone great is gone. The sweet eyes swinging music man had a porky pig hat on. A bright star in a dark age, when the bandstand had a thousand ways of refusing a black man admission. Black musician in those days, they put him in an underdog position. Talking sellers and chitlins. When Lester took him a wife, arm in arm and black and white, and some saw it and drove them from their hotel beds. But love is never easy. It's short of the hope we have for happiness, bright and sweet. Love is never easy street. And now we are black and white and racing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely, 'cause tonight these crowds are happy and loud. Children are up dancing in the streets, in the sticky middle of the night. Summer serenade of taxi horns and fun arcades, where right or wrong under neon, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book and a circus of dangerous clowns, balancing dreadful and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down.